This is Rod Peterson on Demand. No!
Listen, I know that I'm a stickler for details. I come from the old school, learn it from my dad, and I know our next guest, Bill Chow, is from the old school. I've heard in past places that I've worked that I wasn't that well-liked, because guess what? I held people accountable. And also, guess what? We won!
How about that?
Details, details, details. Details win, details lose. Are you winning now?
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It's true, the devil's in the details. Welcome, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world, to the Rod Peterson Show. It's Canada's daytime sports talk show. Fridays are reserved for the gridiron. We call them Flame Tech Football Fridays. And we are opening the warm-up here with John Frenzy in the bunker with me, the Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster. How you doing, Frenzy?
I'm doing great, Rod. It's a great morning, eh?
It's a fantastic morning. We've got a lot to talk about today. We are coming in hot because this is hour two of the show. Hour one was live on Facebook Live, and we had NFL veteran Gus Frerotte with us, and he dropped all kinds of truth bombs on us, not the least of which he's got family all across Canada.
And Saskatchewan. And
just down the road, Moose Jaw, Saskatoon, Gus Frerotte! Who knew? And we got some pretty heated poll questions coming up, and I just want to, or topics which have led to poll questions and all the rest. I just want to say this. It's kind of led into a fight. Let me say this. Tory Gurley coming up, our NFL insider, and more with John Frenzy. That's what's coming up this hour. And where it goes from here, I'm not responsible. Can we get to the quick six show topics, please, Jordan? That'll make sense of a lot of what we're doing here. Thank you. Number one, the CFL on Thursday unleashed its Grey Cup Unite Week schedule of events. For those that don't know, we would normally be having our Grey Cup, the Canadian Super Bowl, next week. There's no season, but the league is still going to do virtual events. And there's been a hint that the commissioner, Randy Ambrosi, will update us on the 2021 season on Monday when he hosts a virtual town hall. Not entirely sure if that's even going to happen or what he will say. But that dovetails into point two. On Thursday, of all days, my inbox was jammed with mostly Americans, fans, family of players, players, media, coaches, all saying, is there going to be a season next year? And I don't know. I don't know why they're asking me, and why was it just on Thursday of all days, just out of the blue? And my, I didn't ask them why they're asking, but I'm thinking, Frenzy, it's because they're saying, if there's no season, I'm done. I'm retiring as a player. I'm going to find another job as a coach. I can only think that's why they're asking.
Well, of course. Yeah. Understandable. They've done out. They've had enough of this year. They want to know for sure what's going to happen. Can they go back to Saskatchewan? Can they play here? Will they have a contract? They can't get answers. And I don't blame them. They want answers. And it's very understandable. They deserve answers. And very, very frustrated.
But see, you were listening an hour ago from the couch when I said, this reminds me a lot of June, July, August last year, didn't it?
I wish you wouldn't say that, but it's true. It reminds me an awful lot of that, too. And I've had, like last week, four people talk to me, strangers, as I'm walking down in the street in Regina. Four more when I'm sitting in a restaurant, and two more people phone me. 11 people, all strangers that I didn't know. And all they wanted to talk to me about was, what's the situation with Rough Riders? We're going to have a team, aren't we, John? Mr. Lynch, we're going to have a team next year, aren't we? We're going to have a team. I can tell my kids we're going to have a team, aren't we? What do I say?
You say you don't know.
Yeah. That's what I say. You don't know. I think so. Hope so. Sure hope we do. But I don't really know. I can't guarantee.
Yeah, there's a lot of fear. Yeah. And by the way, as we check in watching the Facebook Live wall, from Joe Lozito on Long Island, he's watching Lynch, and he writes in, can we all just step back, take a breath, and enjoy the greatness that is Frenzy?
You like me to shut up. He wants me to talk. How about that?
I never told you to shut up. Well, a couple times.
Yeah.
That wasn't on the air. The Don Cherry of football, ladies and gentlemen, John Lynch, Hall of Fame Saskatchewan Rough Riders broadcaster. Anyways, as we continue into point three, The Weeknd will play Super Bowl halftime. The Toronto singing sensation, The Weeknd. Ever heard of him, Lynch?
Yeah, about a year ago.
Okay, you're lying, but
no,
that's fine. Anyways, it's led to my point, and I tweeted it yesterday, and it's hard to get things in text, your meaning. But I've said for years, 10, 15 years at least, that the Grey Cup, the Canadian Football Championship, should be mandatory Canadian act. And that's the poll question today. Should it be mandatory that the Grey Cup Halftime Act be Canadian? Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center. Poll question. 64% on Twitter saying no, it should not. 52% on Facebook saying no, it should not. So the majority in both platforms saying no, it shouldn't be mandatory. So I'm okay not having people agree with me. I've made a life out of being the fish swimming upstream. I'm okay with it. But I'm just sticking up for Canadian artists. As a former Canadian country music DJ that I was, I get the plight of the Canadian artist. And so what I'm saying is, and part of the reason, I don't know if DuPont said it, he's here lying on the couch. Are you comfortable?
Lovely.
Say something. Yeah. They're saying we want to, you know, we need to be big time. We need big time acts. We can still be big time, though, with Canadian acts, is what I'm saying. Canadian acts are good enough for the Super Bowl. So why do we have to bring in Americans for the Grey Cup? I don't understand the mentality.
I'm going to say best act available. That's what my final answer.
That fits the budget.
BPA, best act available. That's good.
VAA.
No, that's good. That's good, too. If it's costly, let's still look at it.
Well, there's a bit of a thing about Canada. People brought up how in 2018, Alessia Cara played the Grey Cup in Edmonton. She got so much hate, she said she'd never do it again.
Who?
Stop it.
What was her name?
2012, Alessia Cara. I know you love her. I know you have all her songs on your iPhone.
Oh.
2012, Justin Bieber played the 100th Grey Cup. I was there. Did it for free, from what I understand. He didn't get as much hate as Alessia Cara. But these are Canadian acts. Why can't we do that? I just think it's simple to say it must be Canadian. But the majority of you don't agree. And that's fine. It doesn't hurt my feelings. Moving on to point four, Thursday night football last night. The Colts undressed the Titans 34-17 in Nashville. Are you worried, Dupes?
Mildly.
Mildly worried about the Titans. They're not trending well right now. When you're trending, it's not good. Ask Scott Baio.
Let's give Indianapolis credit. They played a great game. I thought they were pretty terrific there. They were all over Henry all the time. He still had over 100 yards. He still looks great out there. Got that big ponytail, eh? And mm-hmm. We clarified this morning that they tackle him. He can be tackled by the ponytail. That's viable because that's part of the uniform, eh?
Well, that's the CFL rule. I can't imagine the NFL rules any different. We had a guy, you'd remember him, Yannick Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Canadian linebacker. He had the dreads long before dreads were a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And some guy tackled him by the hair. Turned out they were extensions. Guy was sitting there holding his extensions of dreads. By the way, one of our viewers in North Dakota chiming in. From the outside, support your own. That's from Ronald Stephen Jacobson. Yeah, charity starts at home. But hey, shop local. All the things that I stick up for. Who the hell am I? What do I know?
But it's got to be an act that people know. For sure. Especially right now.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be that hard to find Canadian acts that people know.
No, it shouldn't be hard at all. That hard at all, no.
Easier now than ever. Anyways, to point five, a hockey note, particularly for all of our viewers watching on Game Plus TV, on the cable carrier Bell MTS Cable in Manitoba, the MJHL shut down till January 1st. I never got your take on that, Frenzy. How do you feel about the junior hockey leagues trying to make a go of it and can't because of coronavirus?
Sad, very sad. They're a great organization, some great kids in that league. It's hard. They want to play so badly. Some good hockey players out there with great futures. I'm inclined to try and do it and see what happens. See what happens. They're over. Shutting it down pretty early, I think. I mean, I would say, let's go and see what happens. Let's have those training camps and maybe have a couple of games and see what happens. And maybe it'll be okay. Maybe you can do it. I mean, look what's happened in the NFL. They said they're going to play, and they have.
Yeah.
Hey?
major, major difference between the NFL and junior hockey or curling or any of what we're dealing with here in Canada. And the difference is money.
Money, yeah, money.
Number one. And I do pray and preach for tolerance and patience. And I understand you've been asked for 9 months of that. I get it. But over the last 24, 48 hours, with new restrictions being dropped in various provinces across this country and more to come, people are really coming unglued.
Yep.
So I would just ask to take care of yourself and each other. We're not all in it together. I'm going to be the first to tell you we're not. That's bunk. Everybody's out for themselves.
Yep.
And I get that. But try and take care of each other as well as you can, because I'm getting a little concerned. And when I've said it a few times, I'll say it again. When you got people that have their current full-time paying job wagging their finger at people that are just trying to play, trying to make a living, trying to save their business, just have a little empathy and put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating for the teams that are breaking the rules. The Winnipeg Freeze, the Winnipeg Blues broke the rules and probably was the trigger, the catalyst to the whole league being shut down. And that's on them. And they will be summarily disciplined for what they did. I don't advocate breaking the rules. I advocate for taking care of each other as much as you can. But it's just very clear that we're not all in this together when you see certain companies not being looked after by the government.
Well, that's true. Back to your hockey thing. I think the Junior Hockey League in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, the Western Canada Hockey League, should try it. If it doesn't work, then we can shut it down. Give it a try anyway.
Well, Drew Koser writing in, runs the Prairie Storm junior hockey team. He says, we are worried. Tough to keep afloat if we can't play.
Yeah.
Well, as it stands now, you can play, Drew. As it stands now. But there's supposed to be an update coming down this hour from the provincial government. So all I'm asking is to be patient and have some empathy for what other people are going through, because it is, I see it escalating really tough here, and people are saying things that you can't take back. People are starting to do things that you can never take back,
and a big time announcement coming today, I think, right?
Yeah. Well, and here you go from Drew. We have seen no problems in the Junior B League thus far. Here's hoping we keep it that way. I heard from the Alberta Junior League officials today that they're allowed to keep playing. There's more strict restrictions have been brought in, but they can still play. Follow the rules. I think we're going to be fine. Point six, the NHL plans to play. And what you're not hearing from Commissioner Gary Bettman and some of the insiders is that they are following the NFL model. They're actually, if you read between the lines, they are saying that. They're following the NFL model. And that's why I believe they'll play. And that's why I believe they'll start on January 1st. And I want to go back because it is Flame Tech Football Friday. We had a viewer in Edmonton get upset. She was writing in saying, you're trying to appeal to Americans, so why are you advocating an all-Canadian Grey Cup halftime act? Listen, I love America. I'd be there right now if I could be. You know that, Lynch.
Yep.
But we can't. We would be talking CFL almost every day on this show right now, because this will be Division Finals week,
right,
coming up on Grey Cup week. We've switched gears and gone to the Gus Frerotts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Tory Gurley would be with us no matter what. Mm-hmm. But we've shifted gears and pivoted because there is no CFL.
Yep. And it makes a difference.
So it's not that we're anti-CFL or anti-Canadian. Who's playing? Yep. We're still a sports show at the end of the day. So we've pivoted. There's no CFL. So what do you want to sit and just talk about? The negative crap? The NFL's playing. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And we have meetings. We do plan around here. And we said, let's expand the Rolodex to the National Football League. And Clark was just like, oh, he was a hound dog, right?
Yep.
He started
that
drooling.
Sensational job.
We just, all
fantastic
of a sudden,
job.
Boom, it's a whole new playbook. But we wouldn't be doing that if the CFL was playing. We had Mike Benavides on here. Was it just not last Friday that Benny was on? Or was it two Fridays ago? Time's going really fast for me.
2 weeks ago.
But anyways, I said, it's no, listen, our show's going fine, and we're growing. But the fact that there's no CFL has hurt us. It's hurt us large. There's no doubt.
But it certainly hasn't. It's not been a killer for us. We've worked out around it very well and brought in the NFL, and there's a lot of things going on in the NFL. A lot of people in Saskatchewan and in Canada do love the NFL.
Well, and the fact that there's no CFL doesn't help that.
No.
And Joe Lazito, again in Long Island, says, I love the guts shown by the junior leagues for trying. I wrote a commentary on it, read a commentary on it last week. It brings a tear to my eye, a lump in my throat, that these guys aren't rolling over. They're doing everything they can. And girls, by the way, to play, because we got so many friends in the league that are female as well. They're not giving up. They're not throwing their hands in the air and saying, we're out, see you when this is over. That is the spirit of this region and this country. And that's why I'm so proud of what they're doing, just like you say, Joe. And why it's so unfortunate the Canadian Football League is not. Goes back to point two or three here where everybody's asking me in the football world, is there going to be a season next year? I wish I knew. I wish I knew. But just nobody knows. Nobody's keeping a big secret, Lynch.
But
you know that, right?
But if they go for a second consecutive year without playing, and the other football leagues are, we're the only football league of note that isn't playing right now. But, you know, it stands like a sore thumb. So if we don't have it this year, the situation's the same, that makes it really tough for people trying to rebuild the CFL in 22 and 2023.
Oh. Yeah, they're not tweaking anything. They're starting from scratch is what they're going to be doing.
Right.
Lastly, before we break, because I think Tory's ready and we're almost out of time here on the warm-up, just want to mention the CFL did announce yesterday that they are partnering with the Rod Peterson Show for our CFL Sim Grey Cup game. Tomorrow is the division finals, 6 p.m. on our Facebook Live channel, Ottawa at Calgary, 6 p.m. Eastern, followed by Saskatchewan at Edmonton. The winners will advance to the 2020 CFL Sim Grey Cup to be held at Virtual Mosaic Stadium. So that's very exciting. And the CFLPA is partnered with Oregon State University, announced yesterday, for online education, 80-degree programs, looking after the players, online education, virtual education. I earned a diploma online. It was supposed to take 2 years. I did it in 2 months, and it's changed my life. So kudos to the Players Association for looking after their players, and kudos to Oregon State University for being the university that they've gone with. Tory Gurley, when we come back, we got sports updates. Darren Dupont will be in here. Trust me, it's a Flame Tech Football Friday, and you're watching across North America in 31 states and 10 provinces on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Flame Tech Football Friday continues. So much is going on. Number one, I was just going through my Facebook birthdays today, Lynch. You ever do that?
Yep.
Sure you do. Happy birthday to Drew Willie today.
Hey, how about Drew Willie? Where is Drew Willie?
He's in Tampa, Florida.
Is that right? What's he doing?
I'm not sure. I think he's working in financial services industry. Former Rough Riders quarterback, Blue Bombers quarterback, Alouettes quarterback. That's why I signed up for Facebook all those years ago. Keep in touch with my friends. Randy Nickel writes in. He says, I'm watching the RP show on Game Plus TV and checking in from Cochrane, Alberta. Howdy, Randy. Thanks for watching. And here's another one from, oh, can I read this? It's just a hockey guy. He says, off the record, I'm listening live. My stomach is in my throat awaiting the government announcement today. I invest so much into hockey. I feel a lot safer at the rink than I do at the local liquor stores, bars, or restaurants. Leave hockey alone. Off the record in that, you won't know who that came from, but it's from a hockey guy. Tough times right now. Let's bring in now Tory Gurley, our NFL insider. Joe, there's headphones on. Throw those headphones on if you want to listen to Tory. We got John Frenzy here. He's outside where it is sunny and beautiful in southern Ontario. Right, Tory?
No, it is cloudy, and I'm out here getting some getting the leaves done in the yard. They're all over the place, so I was just taking a break.
Last I saw, Southern Ontario was going through record high temperatures, and everybody was outside on their deck. So that changed in a hurry, I guess, huh?
Yes, it spiked tremendously, and they've shut down the gyms again, and I think they limit to only 10 people in a gym at a time, and they're just trying to get in control of this spike, because if not, we can look like my friends in the States, where it's just mayhem, and that's something we don't want to get to.
Not at all. Tory's tips are brought to you by Wheaton Kia, and we'll get to those in a minute. But, Tory, can you please give me your assessment of Thursday night football, by the way? I'm not sure how many saw the Colts going into the Titans and routing them 34-17 on Thursday night football. Are we seeing two teams going in opposite directions there?
I definitely didn't see that coming. I never can trust Phillip Rivers because he's so inconsistent when it comes to throwing interceptions and just silly turnovers. But I do respect their defense, and they showed up yesterday. Special teams got a punt block, and they did just enough to get out of there with the big win without leaning on Phillip Rivers. So whenever you can do that, that's a great day for the Indianapolis Colts.
From viewer Pat in Saskatoon, he says, "Hey, Tory, in 55 years, there hasn't been a home team that's played in the Super Bowl. Do you think the Buccaneers will be the first?"
I can't sit there and say they'll be the first, but they'll have a great opportunity to. You know, right now that NFC is wide open, but especially the NFC South. New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're jockeying for that number one spot. So, and you still have to worry about the Green Bay Packers as well. So this is going to be a great second half of the season. You also got the Seattle Seahawks that's sitting there at 7-1. So I can't wait to see how this thing finishes out. In January for playoff spots.
Lynch has a million questions for you, but I've just got one more salacious one. Then we'll get into Tory's tips. Was Bruce Arians calling out Tom Brady? You saw the news conference. The reporter says, "Why is Mike Evans not being targeted more?" Arians goes, "He was open. We all know what he was saying." How do you feel about that?
Of course he's calling him out, and that's something that I wouldn't do because Tom Brady is probably the hardest on himself than any coach ever could be. And when you go out and somewhat undercut him or undermine his ability to dissect his mistakes, I think that's how you drive a wedge in a team. And hopefully they can get that stuff patched up, because if not, that would be one of the reasons why you don't have a home team in the Super Bowl this year, is because of the internal conflict you have between coach and player.
Tennessee Titans last night. Looking forward to them with a big game. They didn't have a big game. I really felt they weren't there. Is that the one way to put it? I just didn't think they were in the game for the most part in the second half, and really for most of the game. Did you see that too?
Yeah, those guys definitely got pushed around, and it just shows that the Titans defensively, these guys, they're not that good. Jadeveon Clowney has yet to get a sack this year, especially in the secondary. They get beat. And something that they got to get used to is having a linebacker that can match up with some running backs that come out of the backfield in a passing game. They really got exploited yesterday with Nyheim Hines. Came out of the backfield and literally had a day on any backer they had. So I'm quite sure Mike Vrabel will go back, watch the film, and try to fix these problems, because those guys, they just struggled on defense. Offensively, I was disappointed in the performance, because during the year, you always see big games from Derrick Henry, Tannehill, A.J. Brown, and those guys just didn't show up yesterday. They got pushed around. So hopefully with them having this early game on Thursday, it'll give them 6-7 days to get their act together and get ready to roll for the division, because the AFC South is a tough one.
We pause the Lynch interrogation. We move to Tory's tips for Wheaton Kia. What do you got for Week 10, Tory?
Oh, man, this is my favorite thing. Tory's tips brought to you by Week Kia. And what we have this week, we have Drew Lock, quarterback, $5,500, Broncos. I love his matchup. Darrell Henderson, they're playing against the Seattle Seahawks, Rams Seahawks. Seahawks defense, they don't have it. And if anybody been following the show, they know that Seattle couldn't play defense on a parked car. Zach Moss of the Buffalo Bills. He's a guy that I love. You can pick up receiver Robbie Anderson. They're playing against the Buccaneers, but Teddy Bridgewater and Robbie do a great job of getting the ball to one another. Robbie's very explosive in a passing game. He's been a number one target, and he's been flying under the radar for all of the season. DJ Chark is another guy that a lot of people don't know about, but he gets busy. Past few games, he's had over 100-plus yards and a touchdown. I love Robert Woods going against that Seattle defense. Those guys are just not that good. Rob Gronkowski, when all else fails, Tom Brady's going to throw it to his favorite target. And last but not least, I like Cooper Kupp this week. He's a Rams receiver, as well as Robert Woods on there. So I just think the Rams are going to be able to go up and down the field on the Seahawks. And with getting these guys, it'd be a great opportunity to go out and get a lot of points and make some money this week. Oh, you're ready? Chargers defense.
You ready to think that the Denver Broncos have found a quarterback in Drew Lock? He seems to be getting ever better every week. And I know John Elway was really high on him when he drafted him, and it looks like he might be right.
The verdict is still out on him, but just for fantasy value, he's a guy that you can get for cheap, because most quarterbacks in this new age of football, they throw it around 30 times, and that equals about 250-plus yards passing, and they fall for a touchdown, you know, here and there. So, you know, I'm just playing the fantasy game, but if you ask me who is the best quarterback in that division, by far, it is Patrick Mahomes, and second, it'd be Derek Carr of the Vegas Raiders.
Hey, Torrey, do you self-scout, i.e., you went with Teddy Bridgewater last week as your quarterback, and I was watching the game. He was special in Kansas City. Going against the best team in the NFL, they almost pulled it off. How did that pay out fantasy points-wise?
That was tremendous. A lot of people are so afraid of going against the big dog. Whenever you see a matchup of Teddy Bridgewater versus Patrick Mahomes, it's almost human nature to just take Patrick Mahomes blindly. And something that you fail to realize is that Teddy Bridgewater is a professional athlete himself, and he hears all the talk about Pat. So whenever you have one player that's getting all the praise, then the next guy is going to have that chip on his shoulder to be like, hey, why y'all watching this game? You're going to learn about Teddy Bridgewater. You're going to see that I am a starting quarterback. And I just love those type of mind games that players play with themselves so they can go out and play with that chip on their shoulder.
Torrey, this is unbelievable. I feel like we're at the home run challenge. I'm just lobbing them in there, and you're just, poof, poof. Here's another one. Calling in Ottawa. Says, where is Sam Darnold going to go when my Jets dump him, because after we go winless, we'll pick Trevor Lawrence?
I think it's wide open for Sam Darnold. This guy, he was a you know, top five pick a couple years ago, big arm, strong from Southern California. And I think a lot of NFL teams would be very interested in him because he's still young. I mean, this is only his second or third year in the league. And he's just been you can't outplay bad coaching. And Adam Gase has just been horrible for that guy's career. And if he finds the right fit, Sam Darnold could easily be a household name for the right reasons instead of the wrong.
Okay, let's talk about that, Gase. Gase has been a joke as a head coach in the NFL, down in Miami, now in New York. How does he last?
I don't know, but I recommend you to go in and be the Jets coach. I think you can go in there and get the guys fired up, get frenzy, you know, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. And I think it'd be all good if they had you as the coach. Just bring me an RP down to be some type of coordinator or something, or be the media guys. You know, we can be the play-by-play people.
Well, listen to this. Lynch has wanted to address the Rough Riders over the years. Correct, Lynch?
Yep.
True story.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, the Riders wouldn't allow it. I don't know why. But I got one more for you about the Cowboys. Troy Aikman's come out and said the Cowboys aren't drafting a quarterback, and even if they were having the number one pick, they wouldn't take Trevor Lawrence. My take on that is this. I come from the Eric Tillman School of Management. I would take Trevor Lawrence if I had the number one overall pick, because he is an asset, which you could flip to a team for a starter on defense instead of going for the best defensive player available in the draft. That's how I would look at it, but I'm not going to argue with Troy Aikman. But how do you feel about his comments on that, Torrey? I'm sure you saw them.
Of course. It's just some bias for Dak Prescott. You know, you you don't want to kick a guy while he's down. You know, Dak is at home, you know, surgically removed from football because of his ankle. And the last thing he want to hear on television is that Dallas is moving on without him. I mean, he's already suffered the brunt of the blow with not getting the extension on the contract. And now being at home trying to rehab and hearing that is negative. So Troy is looking out for Dak. But for the Dallas Cowboy purpose, I think their best bet would be to continue to lose, draft a quarterback in the first round, and now you can take that money that you're going to pay Dak Prescott and disperse it on the defensive side of the ball, because that's what they need the most. They need a lot of help on defense. They need defensive line and they need secondary. And if they do that, they have enough. The Cowboys will have enough cap room to go out and meet those needs on defense.
Thank you. And it hurt to not agree with Troy Aikman because he's my guy.
One question.
But I didn't buy what he was saying. Last one, Frenzy, what do you got?
Trevor Lawrence, they say, may skip the draft. He's got another year left to carry. Sorry, he can stay in college. He doesn't appear to be very enthused about the idea of going to New York. If he goes out now, I would hope the Jets would have enough brains to draft him on the first round, the first player. But it's the story out last night was that he is thinking of staying in college for another year so he doesn't have to go to New York. What do you think about that? Is this just a story?
Look, I know Clemson probably pay well, but they don't pay as much as the NFL. So Trevor is going to take that contract when that day comes. He's just taking the high road. And he's going to be a Jet, or he might be able to throw his weight around and demand that he plays for a different team like Eli Manning done back when he was a rookie, you know, when he was initially drafted into the NFL. So right now, I'm quite sure Trevor is just trying to say the right things just because he's a stand-up type of guy. But Clemson don't have $30 million to give to Trevor Lawrence because that's how much he would make being the first pick of the draft.
Torrey, you are a gem, an absolute treasure, dropping dimes that nobody else does. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up in a week.
You're outstanding, buddy. You really are.
Yes, sir. You guys be safe.
All right. Torrey Gurley checking in from Toronto. Browns, Packers wide out, and Argos as well. Torrey's tips. Hang on, Lynch. Brought to you by Wheaton Kia, right here. You can find them in North Regina at the corner of Albert and Avonhurst. Anything else, Lynch, before we let you go?
No, it was a great day. Really a great day.
Okay.
Really enjoyed it.
All right. Don't forget to take your headphones off.
That's right. I did that one time, didn't I?
Yes, you did. On the way, Darren DuPont will join us right here in the bunker. We got a sports update coming up and viewer takeover as well. And there we go. On Flame Tech Football Friday. We'll be right back. You're watching on Game Plus TV across North America, Facebook Live, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, what a rush. Live television, it's a thing. It's fun.
Hell yeah.
Aaron DuPont joins us here for the first time on Game Plus today. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
He was with us way back at hour one on the Facebook Live portion of the broadcast. And hang on, our premier, and I'm assuming the top medical officer, are updating here in Saskatchewan at this moment with protocols, I guess, for COVID, and from what we've seen, you just said sports untouched.
Looks that way.
Okay, so we've got a viewer, Robin in Prince Albert, saying masks indoors for all cities above 5,000 people. No sale of alcohol in bars or restaurants after 10 p.m. And fitness classes must have 3 meters of separation. That's a long ways.
Oh, yeah.
So far, sports untouched. So thanks for the update. I know every province has its own regulations and states, but I'm supposed to broadcast a hockey game tonight. And I'm wondering, it looks like that's unaffected.
Appears to be.
That is a win there.
This doesn't seem so bad.
This so far doesn't seem so bad, no. So a sports update. And I'm trying, when I say live television, trying to update the Masters, COVID. Dustin Johnson made 4 birdies and a par that felt just as good this morning for a 7-under 65 and a share of the lead, finishing off a first round of record scores on a rain-softened Augusta National at the first Masters ever in November. Dylan Fratelli ran off four straight birdies on the back nine to match Johnson at 65. The pair tied Paul Casey, who played his bogey-free round of 65 on Thursday. He got it all in. But here today, Justin Thomas has shot up. He and DJ now leading. And M now in a three-way tie for first at 8-under. My guy Patrick Reed, where's he gone? He's fallen off the radar.
Patrick Reed's minus four. He hasn't teed off yet.
That explains it.
So he hasn't teed off in his second round. Neither is Mike Weir or Tiger Woods. And Morikawa is minus two.
That's your guy.
He's even on the day in his second round. But it sounds like the second round won't finish today. It'll be the same thing because it had weather yesterday. They finished round one this morning, quickly went back out. They started round two, so it'll be the same thing tomorrow, it sounds like.
The interesting thing for me that I'm realizing here is it is a lot like baseball, curling. Yeah, I'm in a pool, the TAP Masters pool. I've got Patrick Reed to win. I chose for Darren Colin Morikawa, but I'm not going to be sitting by the television every day and watching. I'm not going to be checking my app every 5 minutes. Saturday night, if Patrick Reed's in contention, well, my wife and I always watch Masters Sunday anyways.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting all hot and bothered. There's too much other stuff going on in the world.
Master Sunday is something special.
It is. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, call me in the 10th end, 9th inning.
I get it. People that watch the Blue Jays every pitch all year, that's their thing. That's cool. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
Or curling end by end by end. And now the Masters. Shot by shot by shot. That's just, I'll tune in if my guy's in contention. And I'll be watching Sunday regardless. Now, speaking of other things, breaking news this morning, Kim Ng became the highest-ranking woman in baseball operations in the major leagues ever when she was hired this morning as general manager of the Miami Marlins. Ng is believed to be the first general manager for a men's team in a major professional sport in North America, according to the Marlins. She broke into Major League Baseball as an intern and has 21 years of experience in the front offices of the White Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. She spent the past 9 years with MLB as a senior vice president. Now, somebody pointed out here earlier, Joanne Pollock of the Ottawa Rough Riders, that Don Landry tweeted that, the legendary Toronto radio guy. I said it last hour. But the CFL doesn't qualify as a major professional sport in North America.
Yeah.
Only, I guess, four leagues do?
The big four.
NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL.
Yeah.
PGA doesn't even qualify in that. NASCAR doesn't qualify in that. They don't.
No.
So don't have your nose out of joint, CFL.
Yeah. And women are killing it right now.
They really are.
They're killing it. So it's good.
Atlanta Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman easily won the National League MVP award with 28 of the 30 first place ballots in voting by members of the Baseball Writers Association of America. Freeman was born in California, but his parents are both from Ontario, giving him dual citizenship and the chance to play for Canada at the World Baseball Classic in 2017. White Sox slugger Jose Abreu earned the AL MVP. And Phillip Rivers threw for 308 yards and a touchdown. And Nyheim Hines scored twice as the Indianapolis Colts beat the Tennessee Titans 34-17 last night to grab the head-to-head edge atop the AFC South. Sorry to bring it up again.
I know. I took my headphones out so I couldn't hear you, but it turns out I'm 6 feet away from you, so I hear you anyway.
The sports update for the Tap Brew House and drive-through liquor store at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina, because society needs their booze in pandemic times. For Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, where today it's Fish Friday. It's the best fish and chips you'll ever have. If it's not, I'll eat my shorts. Just go there and try it. They roll the fish in salt and vinegar chips and then drop it in the deep fryer. Mm-mm, good.
Yes.
And for Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars, the best you'll ever have with seven amazing flavors, RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RPSHOW. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. Now, Jeff the Stamps fan writes in. He's had quite a few comments, some that have irked me. This one doesn't. This is Jeff, the Stampeders fan in Calgary. He says, even the NHL is pretty iffy in some U.S. regions in terms of being a major sport. And I get that, but the difference with the NHL is the money's there at the league level. That's why they're able to play. I mean, it is one of my favorite topics. I'm always the guy that's going to be fighting for the CFL, as are you, Jeff. But when people say, oh, the Argos have been socially distancing for 20 years. Been to a Florida Panthers game lately? Arizona Coyotes? They're a joke. But they're in the NHL, which has a $5.2 billion television contract, which is allowing them to play. Did you hear what I said? Television. So they can play, and they will play. I was just talking to a... I'm talking to too many people, I think, Darren. But I was talking to a sports guy within the last week, and he just said those salaries. When are they going to go down? Because there's so much money. Even right now, there's so much money. But right. you know that with the fans not being allowed in the stands, the merchandise sales, the concession sales make up for a lot of money. And that's all called hockey-related revenue. And he brought up the NHL. That's why I'm talking specifically about the NHL. Because I do love the business side of it. Yeah, they can play, but they're not going to be making as much money. And you know that they're planning for that. You're not hearing it. But they're not stupid. They're talking about it. But the CFL and any other league that doesn't have that TV money, they are in so much trouble right now. They are in so much trouble right now. And you've got some thoughts. I'm sorry that I'm rambling.
No. Keep going. I mean, it's good. Just because there's money there doesn't mean they're going to spend it. It has to make sense business-wise. And you're right. It has to be tied to revenues, right? If the revenues aren't there, the salaries aren't going to be there. Just because they have the money doesn't mean they're going to pay it. They have to protect the business long-term. So things are definitely going to change. They're not just going to keep escalating. So it's going to be interesting to see how it comes back and how much it affects the big four.
Well, and I, here on national television, 1.2 million homes today. How far down the walk do I want to go here? Because I'm starting to have that question ring in my head a lot more. I'm looking at the COVID controls going, why is sports just being punished right now? Why is it sports? Oh, it's not just about a virus. And I put that tweet up the other day. Do you believe, I took it down because I didn't want to be disciplined, but it was, do you believe COVID is A, random act of nature, or B, a conspiracy, man-made conspiracy? 100% said a random act of nature. So they're still believing what they're told.
Of course. Trust. But,
yes.
But, you know, you have to at least open your mind up to that there might be another side to the story.
At this point, they're not interested.
Always you have to open your mind up. And not that there's a conspiracy theory going on or that I want to tell you that, you know, Santa Claus doesn't exist or any of those wonderful things. But you always have to open up your mind that there's a possibility that there is another side of the story.
Right now, they're not.
But they're not.
I just want to read this and then we'll break and then go to full-on viewer takeover in the overtime segment. From Stephen in the United States of America. I appreciate and love the RP show because I trust the information provided, sports and politics. It is a view from the outside when politics creeps in for this American. Keep your balls on the table. Don't take any resemblance. That's from Stephen in the U.S. of A. We'll be back with viewer takeover. Hang on. It's the RP show. And you are watching on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the overtime segment. It's the last segment. And I really got to roll fast because I'm going to speak to a small gathering right after this, Darren. So where do I start? Do you want to put up the thing on the Grey Cup? Well, the divisional finals, Producer Clark, if you don't mind, Saturday on our Facebook Live channel, The Rod Peterson Show, we're broadcasting the CFL Sim Division Finals. They will determine the combatants in the 2020 CFL Sim Grey Cup. And while Clark's trying to find it, DG in Saskatoon writes in and says, "Morning, guys. The RP Grey Cup Sim is going to be a big time. I had a brain cramp yesterday when I asked someone if they will be having a family Grey Cup party. They had to remind me the league hasn't played all year." There it is, Darren. Oops. Enjoy the day. I'll always remember Gus Frerotte headbutting the wall on the sideline after a touchdown. Don't. Yeah, we had Gus Frerotte with us in hour one. There it is, 6 p.m. Eastern, Ottawa, Calgary, followed by Saskatchewan at Edmonton. The winners of those two games, which we'll be broadcasting in our CFL Sim Esports League, will advance to the 2020 CFL Sim Grey Cup. I get tingles thinking about it. The way that we are ending this show is kind of the way we started. People are hoping that there will be an update from CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi when he holds his virtual town hall on Monday, the start of Grey Cup Unite Week. I'm thinking there will be something, nothing overly substantial because they don't know, but you think there will be nothing?
I think there will be nothing. I think he'll talk about 2021, how excited they are, how much great work they're doing with the government, with the teams, with the municipalities, and they're looking forward to playing in 2021, and they're going to continue to do whatever work they can do to be able to play. That's what I think is going to be announced, and then they're going to celebrate, you know, the great game and look back on the past 10 years, and I think that's what is going to happen next week.
Craig Campbell writing in from the Hockey Hall of Fame says he's watching and eagerly anticipating the division finals. There it is. Great show today. I will look forward to the CFL Sim games tomorrow. A big thank you from out east for making those possible. It is the joke's on everybody. Even when the TSN people wrote me and said, "Thanks for keeping the CFL front and center." I'm like, no, we're just doing it for fun. That's the whole idea behind this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just worked out so much fun that we've been able to partner with the Canadian Football League, in which our championship game of the league, which is actually their game, they'll be showing on their platform at greatcupunite.ca, where we encourage you to go sign up and register over the weekend.
Who would have thought doing it because you love it and you're passionate about it and because it's fun? Who would have thought having fun would be contagious and people would want to, you know, be a part of that?
We need more fun in life.
Yes, please.
And the CFL Sim is hella fun. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, "Personally, I'm not holding much hope over what Ambrosi might have to say." Lauren Smith in Kamloops says, "I'm looking forward to some specific details about 2021 from Randy Ambrosi." You might be disappointed there, Lauren, but I don't know what he's going to say. Well, I know this. We'll all be eagerly tuned in. I think it's 3 p.m. Eastern that he's doing it. Yeah, thank you, Clark. You just said that's correct. And Chris Bird in Toronto. This is going to bother him all weekend if I don't read his comment. I can tell. He says, "I asked the question earlier about how much money Saskatchewan would have if the Lions, Argos, and Alouettes were allowed to fold. I am not a proponent of chronic charity. I am a proponent of rethinking the ownership structure of the CFL. Under the current scenario, if the money-losing franchises had been allowed to fail, then there would be no CFL." Ugh, headache. Go to 3downnation.com right now. We do work together. Solomon Elamimian made a comment in there. A lot of great ones. The president of the Players Association saying the CFL is broken. And he says, don't take it as a criticism. Take it as fact. So coming back, it needs to change. Maybe that's something Randy Ambrosi will talk about. Big thank you to producer Clark for lining this up. Today, John Frenzy, Tori Gurley, and Gus Frerotte was awesome, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Have a great weekend, everybody. See you Monday, 12 Eastern. Let's make some noise.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.